Eugene, pretty relieved to get the win, I'm sure.
Yes, no, you can't complain about a win. I thought in the field, I thought we were very good. In the batting stakes, we've got a few things to work on, and it's good for me as a coach to see what we need to do. But I'm just glad with the win. I'm glad with the points, and we step forward now and hopefully keep the momentum going into the T20s.
That was a pretty exciting little cameo at the end there from Nathan Waller. He took the game away pretty quickly.
Yeah, Nathan, somebody that's capable of clearing any boundary. Big, strong lad. He hits the ball quite well and sweetly in the middle. And it's good to see somebody being really positive and taking the game so much away from them, I would think, because they probably had a sniff with still 20 runs to go. But Nathan showed that he's a good player and hits the ball quite nicely.
You mentioned there you're going to do some work in the bat. In what areas?
Yeah, I think in this sort of format, three-day format, you have to be patient. As bowlers, you have to be patient, and more so batters. It's a format where, as batters, you can really get yourself going. You've got so much time at your leisure, and you really got to work hard. And with us going a step up, you'll be coming up against really good bowlers. And bowlers are smart, and they got their skills, and you as a batter have to work on your skills as well. So we've set the mark now, and we're going to just try and up that mark by quite a bit with the batting, sort of.
Yeah, a few of the batsmen didn't play the pull shot or the hook shot very well. Is that because we just don't face it in club cricket?
I don't think so. Yeah, well, I would agree with you there. I think there's an element of, look, at one-day cricket, you bowl it line and length type of thing, or you go to your death bowling or stuff like that. And in this format, you're allowed to go to be sniff around your head, sort of. You don't face it that often, and the type of quality of bowlers you face continually. You don't do that often in club cricket. So we've got a little bit of work to do going into the Leinster 3-day interim at the end of June. But our next focus would be the T20s, and it should be a good day out.
Yeah. You mentioned T20 and then the 3-day. Is that difficult? Because it's more or less going to be the same squad of players. Is that difficult to switch formats all the time in such a short space of time?
That's the test, isn't it? I mean, we've been given this opportunity to play interprovincial setup again, and that's a test of players. And if you look at where Irish cricket is going, they've played a 4-day intercontinental followed by a 1-day, and sometimes T20. So we just following in the trend of what the Irish is and Irish setup is, and it's good to see if we can adapt our game and as a player. That in my view would mean that, or would be regarded as, how good you are as a player and how you adapt as quickly as you possibly can.
You mentioned there Leinster, the 3-day game. That's going to be a fantastic contest. As Andrew pointed out, you're now top of the table.
Yeah, we've played one and they've played one. It would be good. I think you can't look past their good side. They've got a great number of experienced players, which count for a lot in this format. But we're going to take heart from what we've done over the last two and a bit days, and take stock and formulate plans again, because our plans for this game will be so much different to plans against Leinster. So we're looking forward to it and the challenge ahead. And I think we've kind of like closed the gap on them a bit looking back at the 1-day. So we'll be looking forward to doing that in the 3-day.